Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Oh, y'all. Come on. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show, on the air, and I will put you on the show for your comments and opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, really thanks guys for tuning in. And we're here. It's Monday. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a decent weekend. I drank a little bit too much on Saturday, and yesterday was rough on me. And that's why I say that I gotta not do that, because it really kills an entire day. You know, it really kills an entire day. And that's tough. And I have to pull back from that and not do that. I'm not a young man anymore by any stretch of the imagination, but I really do have to slow down on that. I had a friend over, and it just kind of got out of hand, okay? And the problem is that when you've been drinking something, and then someone comes to your house and they bring something else, and you start to mix the two, and it doesn't go well with your body, and that's what's bad about it, right? That's what hurts. Because my favorite drink is Jack Daniels. And Jack likes to play by himself. So if you disrespect him and put other people with him, he'll make you pay for it. So be careful with that, okay? Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, well, let's get to a couple of more things first. Today's word of the day is transpontine. 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 Transpontine is an adjective, and it means situated on the farther side of a bridge. Situated on the farther side of a bridge. Okay. And it also means situated on the south side of the Thames, which is British. Okay. Situated on the farther side of a bridge is transpontine. That's an adjective, and it describes, adjectives describe, right? So that's what it is. Okay. That's our word of the day. Grab a hold of it, put it in your vocabulary, or whatever you like to do with it, right? And let's see if we can get some weather for the day. Right now it's 47 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 64, I believe. Or 62 is going to be the high today. Sunset around 6:30. The low tonight is going to be the low 40s. All right. Tomorrow, high 68, low 49. Wednesday, we get rain. Wednesday, high 53, low 32. Thursday and Friday, sunshine. Saturday, rain. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high 72. Monday, sunshine, 75. Wow. So that's what it is like today. Now, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and we'll be speaking on that tomorrow, so get ready for that. Don't miss that show. All right, now today's episode is entitled, "We're Married, But I'm Not Sure If That's My Baby." So we're going to discuss the really unthinkable thing that could happen if a man has reason to think that the baby is not his. Now, I grabbed this from a friend, okay, a friend, not a real close friend, but a friend. He and his wife been married a while, and they have 3 kids. And one, the oldest kid, and I'm not playing my music under my show today. I'm gonna talk so you guys can hear me clearly. This is really a tough story, but they have 3 kids, and the oldest one I believe is 17. The youngest is 10, and I think, and the one in between, I'm not sure what their age is, but y'all with me, okay? 3 kids, the oldest 17, youngest 10, the other one's in the middle somewhere. And for some reason, I'm not sure what his reason was or what his reason is, but he wanted to have a paternity test done for his oldest kid. And like everyone been asking me, well, why did he decide to do that now? Well, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him. I mean, I can give my thoughts as to why he would go and have a paternity test done after 17 years. But, it could be that she said something to him. Sometimes people say things out of anger or they get to drinking and they get into one of those moods where, you know, they want to hurt the other person. So they'll say something that would really hurt that other person. And I'm not saying that this is what happened, but this has happened before. And maybe his wife says something about, you know, the kid not being his. You know, we're not sure if Robert is your kid or whatever. And so that would be hurtful to a dad. Okay. That would really cut me deep. If my wife were to say something like that to me. Now, he's been taking care of this kid for 17 years. Emotionally attached. Good family. Been taking care of all the kids for 17 years. And then he goes and, for whatever reason again, he goes and have a paternity test done. And the results came back that his 17-year-old was not his kid. He is not the father of the kid. Okay? And that really tore this guy apart. Okay? I mean, he was crying like a baby. And I understand that. Because, you know, my oldest is 22. My youngest is 15. That's, I have 2 girls. And if I found out that they weren't mine, I mean, that would hurt so deep that I really just can't imagine what he's going through. So now, he asks, what should I do about my other two kids? Should I do tests for them as well? Or should I just leave it alone? Well, I don't know what happened this weekend as far as you know, him having a talk with his wife. I know that I would have to have a serious talk. And I don't know if he told his kid that he was not the father. I don't know. But to be in that situation, what would you do? What would you do in that situation where you had a one of your kids that you've taken care of and grown up with and loved on and emotionally bonded and just loved the kid to death, and then you find out that it's not your kid? How do you go through with that? What do you say to your kid? And what do you do? Do you leave? Do you walk away? Say, this is not my kid. Have the guy that kid it is take care of. How does that work? A man finds out that he's not the father of that baby. And he's got two other kids. That, you know, what's he gonna say? He's wondering if he should go and have the other two kids tested to see if they're his kids. Okay? And it's such a, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, it's these men out here that going around and they're in one relationship, or they're married, and then they go out and sleep with someone else, and they get pregnant, and then they, you know, she has to hear that he's got another baby outside of their marriage. That's tough to women, but it's also tough on men when they find out that the kid is not theirs. They may have been taking care of that kid for years, 16, 17, 18 years old, when they find out. And, you know, because of that, because of, you know, a woman knows who is probably the father of their kid. If she was doing something, you know, outside of the marriage with someone else, well, it had to be, right? Because they were married. And so she conceives a baby outside of the marriage. But her and her husband are being intimate. So she tells her husband that she's pregnant. But she's not pregnant by him. And she knows that she has been, you know, dealing with someone else outside of the marriage. She knows that she was dealing with someone else outside of the marriage. She's thinking that it could be the other guy's baby. But she's in such a pickle now that she thinks that I'm not gonna tell him that it may be his baby. I'm not gonna tell him that it may be his baby. I'm gonna tell my husband that I'm pregnant, it's our baby, and we keep going. Now the unthinkable happens 17 years later. And he finds out that that's not his baby, his kid. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? And you know, a woman, like I said, she may have, you know, I don't know why he went and got tested at 17 years. I don't know why. But like I said, it may have been that she said something to him that made him go out and get tested. You know, again, she may have been drinking or whatever and said something that she wanted to say something that would really hurt him. And she may have said, well, Robert is not your son. You know, I don't even know if Robert is your son. Okay. And that's what triggers, you know, that would trigger me to go out and have a paternity test done. I think that'll trigger anyone to go out and have a paternity test done. Now, I don't know how expensive a paternity test is or whatever, but it's, you know, a woman to me would be, I think she probably would live a better life with that, without that over her head, if she was to say in the beginning, when she first got pregnant, that tell her husband, I'm not sure if the baby is yours. That way, once the baby's born, they can have the test done at that time. And if the baby's not his, then, hey, we go our separate ways. Right? But she didn't do that. They didn't go their separate ways. They stayed together. And they had two more kids afterwards. Or, hey, they, you know, like he was saying, it may not be. He doesn't know what to do with the other two kids. He's scared to have a paternity test done for them in fear of what has happened with his other kid. Not being the father to those two kids. And for, you know, like I said, for me, I don't know what his deal was or whatever. I'm not sure. But for me, I guess you have to tell your kid, okay, that you're not his father. I guess you have to. But then now that kid wants to know who is his father. And his wife should know. Right? She should know who she's been with outside of the marriage other than her husband. Right? So she should know who the father is. Now she's got the burden of, you know, telling her son that who his dad is. And that's a bad, bad piece of news. That's life-altering news. Life-changing news. Not only for the husband, but for the kids as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and give your comments or opinion on today's topic. Now, outside of this guy who had three kids and found out that the oldest wasn't his and not sure about the other two and don't know whether to tell the oldest that he's not the father, all this stuff.
I was also, I heard of this person whose sister married to a guy. And so, I don't know if it's his sister or not, but they just told me the story that that she and her husband allow her sister, the wife and her husband, the wife allowed her sister to move into their place because her sister and her niece were having really hard times financially and they didn't have anywhere to stay. So she allowed them to come in and live with them, trying to get back on her feet, or trying to help them get back on their feet. Now, the sister moves in, her and her daughter moves in, and 2 weeks later, the sister comes home and finds her sister in bed with her husband. That's true. I'm telling you guys, that's true. And she didn't put her out. She didn't put her out because she didn't want her sister and her niece to be living in some foster home or some homeless shelter or whatever. So she didn't put them out. But how would you feel if you came home? It may not have been your husband. It may be a wife, your wife, whatever, your girlfriend, your boyfriend or whatever is at home. They're in bed. You catch them in bed. Okay. One thing, he or she will have to go. Okay. They had to go and they had to go right then. Okay. You got to go and you got to go now. And you take her with you or you take him with you. Okay. Y'all go and y'all do whatever y'all want to do and live your life. But I'm done with this. That has to be the way it is. And you may make a rash decision right then, but that would have to be my decision. Because she says she doesn't know why, but she came home from work early. And she comes home and catches her sister in bed with her husband. That's a tough road. Your sister in bed with your husband. Now, what I was saying, and when I was talking to a friend of mine at work, I was like, he was saying, man, you get to a point where, what is it? You had to have her, and then you're gonna sleep with her in your house and you and your wife's bed. That's the ultimate disrespect. That's the ultimate disrespect. And again, when things like that happen, I would have to say, get out. Because at that point, you don't know what's happened before that. If they're in the bed sleeping together, at this point, after 2 weeks, either they've already did something together, or they've been planning to do something together, and they're going to do it again. And if you don't put them out, then you're going to get another surprise. You're going to come home again, and they're in the bed together. Or you're going to get the ultimate surprise, which is your sister come to you and say she's pregnant by your husband. Hey, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We just got a couple of more minutes left here. And again, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Not sure what you guys are going to do or what have you for Valentine's Day. But take care of your wife. Take care of your husband. Do something for them. It doesn't have to be something big and extravagant. Just do something, okay, to show that you care. And, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do the show about Valentine's Day. But I'm gonna do some research before I do the show, because I want to know where did Valentine's Day originate from? Where did it come from? And why is it even in our calendar? Why is it? I don't know. But I'm going to research it, and I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, same time, same place, right here, I'm going to do a show about Valentine's Day. Because, you know, I don't see what the big deal is myself. I mean, it's okay for kids, I guess, that they can give their little, you know, girls that they like to be involved with a little something to say, I like you. I know that's what I used to do when I was growing up in elementary school. You know, I'd give that one girl a Valentine's Day piece of candy, a little box of candy or whatever. My mom used to buy these little boxes of candy. They had a bunch of hearts in them, all different colors and stuff like that. They had these little hearts in them. But, you know, and she gave me, like, she used to give me like 5 or 6 boxes to give away. So I had these little boxes of hearts that I used to take to school on Valentine's. And I'd give them to the girls that I liked, okay? And that's what I did for Valentine's. But now, you know, that you're an adult and this and that, you get into a point where Valentine's Day gonna cost you a few $100s. If you're trying to go out to dinner and then get some flowers and a card or whatever. Man, that's expensive for Valentine's Day. Not a birthday, not an anniversary, not Christmas, none of that. Valentine's Day. That's really, really crazy. But join me tomorrow. And we're gonna discuss what Valentine's Day is about, where it came from, and this and that. And hey, if we why do we mess with it? Why do we mess with Valentine's Day? So thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys.
Doing 80 in a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey. I'm on the way. Hey. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay.
I'm on the way. Girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that steak, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in a nigga outside.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 ticket, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they were still trying to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights, set the light, make a left. Wait. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money cause I gotta do the show. Yo, go tell her that I'm home. And tell her I can't talk on the phone cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 60 ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a play. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way.